Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 21:8 to 21 and Matthew 10:24 to 39. These readings take us into places of tension, loss, wilderness, and challenge. In Genesis, we hear the story of Hagar and Ishmael cast out into the desert. In Matthew, we hear Jesus speaking plainly about the cost of discipleship, the disruption of the gospel, and the God who notices even the fall of a sparrow. The sermon title is Cast Out, Called In. The image that stayed with me is Hagar in the wilderness. She's run out of water. She's run out of options. She can't bear to watch her child die. So she places Ishmael at a distance and sits down in grief. It's an awful scene. Scripture doesn't tidy it up for us. It doesn't rush past the pain. It lets us sit with a mother's despair. And then God hears. That's the turning point. God hears the cry of the child. God sees the anguish of the mother. God opens Hagar's eyes to a well of water. Life was closer than she realized. Hope wasn't absent. The wilderness wasn't empty. That's a powerful word for preaching. The heart of the story is not Abraham's anxiety, Sarah's fear, or the painful household politics that cast Hagar and Ishmael out. The heart of the story is the God who notices those pushed aside. The God we meet here is not safely installed at the centre of power. God is in the wilderness. God is with the enslaved woman. God is with the child whose future seems to have been discarded. God is with those who are treated as inconvenient, threatening, or disposable. One thing preachers may want to notice is that this isn't a comfortable story of simple heroes and villains. Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, and Ishmael are all caught inside complex social structures, family tensions, fear, and limited vision. That doesn't excuse the harm done to Hagar and Ishmael, but it does help us preach the story honestly. Human beings can act out of fear and cause damage. Families can protect one person while wounding another. Communities can decide who belongs and who can be pushed away. And religious people can be tempted to soften the story so we don't have to face its truth. But the text refuses to let us look away. For worship leaders, this opens up a service shaped around seeing, hearing, and belonging. The prayers can name wilderness places in our own communities, poverty, exclusion, colonization, loneliness, conflict, grief, and fear. The children's talk could use a hidden bowl of water under a cloth, paper sparrows, an open circle of welcome, or a map of Aotearoa with figures being moved from the margins to the center. The gospel reading adds another layer. Jesus tells his disciples that following him won't always bring ease or applause. The way of love may unsettle families, challenge systems, expose ego, and disturb false peace. His words about not bringing peace but a sword are difficult, but they are not an invitation to violence. They're a recognition that transformation often disrupts the way things are. That's still true. Real justice disturbs comfort. Real compassion challenges indifference. Real discipleship asks us not only to be kind, but to be courageous. Yet Jesus also gives one of the tenderest images in the gospel. Not one sparrow falls without God noticing. The hairs of our heads are counted. This isn't cold surveillance, it's intimate care. It's the assurance that no life is too small, too damaged, too hidden, or too far out on the margins for God's attention. So the movement of this Sunday can be strong and honest. We begin in the wilderness. We name fear, exclusion, and pain. we hear Christ call to costly courage, and then we return to the deep promise. God sees, God hears, God stays, God opens wells in dry places. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation notice who's being pushed aside. May they hear the cry from the wilderness. May they find courage to follow Christ when love disrupts comfort. And may they trust that those who are cast out are still seen, still called, and still held in the life-giving love of God. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Carside Books. Nā mihi.